On Thursday, Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton delivered a speech in Texas on voting rights. Speaking at the historically black Texas Southern University, Clinton called out Republicans, including former Governor Rick Perry, who she said have restricted voting rights. And Clinton called for the expansion of voting opportunities in America.
Today, Republicans are systematically and deliberately trying to stop millions of American citizens from voting. What part of democracy are they afraid of? I believe every citizen has the right to vote, and I believe we should do everything we can to make it easier for every citizen to vote.
The former Secretary of State said she wants to register every American up to vote as soon as they're eligible at age 18, unless they opt out. She called for expanded access to polling places, keeping them open at least 20 days, and offering voting hours on evenings and weekends. So how effective is early voting in increasing voting turnout? There is research that shows it actually can reduce voter participation. David T. Cannon is a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and is the co-author of the paper, Election Laws, Mobilization, and Turnout, The Unanticipated Consequences of Election Reform.
Yeah, so it's a lot more complicated than what you normally would think. You just think that anything that makes it easier to vote should increase voter turnout. But it turns out that some reforms actually do have a big positive impact. Others by themselves don't have a positive impact and can, in fact, depress voter turnout. And so what we found was that the way that early voting has the biggest positive effect is if it's combined with same-day registration. That is, if you have early voting window that happens after a voter registration deadline, that by definition can't bring in new voters who haven't been registered before, because if you're not registered, you can't vote either early voting or on election day. And so the only way to have early voting actually have a big positive effect on voter turnout is if you give voters the opportunity to engage in what we call one-stop shopping. You get to vote the same time you register. And if you can do that, then that does actually increase voter turnout. But without that ability to register when you're voting, early voting alone actually can depress voter turnout, because what it does is it diminishes the impact of election day voting. And states have a lot of early voting. As many as 40-50% of voters will vote before election day. So the additional stimulative effect that comes from the election day process of getting voters to the polls is diminished in states that have high levels of early voting. And so if you don't combine early voting with same-day registration, it actually can depress voter turnout.
So when you have a big election day, and then all the media, you have all this hype, and you have this pent-up excitement and suspense, and so you're going to see larger turnout if you only have one day to go vote, even if that voting day is a work day?
Right, exactly. Yep. And so, in fact, what we find is that the states that have the highest positive impact of voting reforms are the ones that have both election day registration, early voting, and same-day registration. So, in other words, you can pick up the early voters and allow them to register, say, 2-3 weeks before the election, and then you pick up some more voters if you allow those last-minute deciders, the ones that really are kind of on the fence, maybe not all that politically engaged, and they're sort of paying attention, but not that much up until right before the election. And those last-minute deciders then can go to the polls and register right at the polls the day of the election. And there are eight states that have that procedure. And that's the one that alone has the biggest impact, is that election day registration, because a lot of people put things off the last minute.
What is the level of depression of voting turnout with early voting without same-day registration?
Well, it varies, from election to election, but the overall about 3-5%. It can have about a 3% to 5% depressive effect on turnout if it's not combined with same-day registration.
And does that effect go across the board of the demographics, or does that hit poor working-class people harder than, say, affluent retired folks?
Well, right. Yeah, good point. That the people who, what we find is that people who are more likely to vote anyway do take advantage of early voting kind of across the board, because it's a convenience to people who, you know, are paying more attention to the elections, that tend to vote at higher rates. So early voting definitely is something that those more engaged voters do take advantage of. Where it is the less engaged voters, maybe the more less educated, the lower income voters, who tend to be the more marginal voters, and they'll be more affected by the inability to register kind of last minute.
We hear the argument for voter registration and security in voter registration to prevent voter fraud. If you have voter ID, do you really need to have a really tough voter registration system?
One, you know, combined policy that might both take care of voter integrity and the integrity of the process would be to have, you know, stringent voter ID laws like they have in Texas, but then have easier registration process where you can actually register at the polls. As long as you show proper ID, you can register on election day. So that might be a way to alleviate the concerns of people who are worried about the integrity of the system, but also trying to make sure that it's not going to have a depressive impact on turnout.
Is this issue in the national conversation about voting, is this issue becoming more intense?
Well, it's certainly becoming more partisan. There's no doubt that over the last, I'd say, 6 to 10 years, this has become much more of a partisan issue than it ever has been. That you have a fairly clear partisan divide, for example, on the question of voter ID. Republicans tend to favor it, Democrats tend to be opposed to it. And so, whereas I'd say, 20 years ago, seemed to be, reformers were, it wasn't really a partisan issue, that people wanted to get more people to the polls. And so it's unfortunate, in my view, this has become a partisan issue, because you would think that, having more people vote is good for democracy, and that would be something that all people would support. But it has become a very sort of partisan, polarized issue now.
David T. Cannon is a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and is the co-author of the paper, Election Laws, Mobilization, and Turnout, The Unanticipated Consequences of Election Reform.